Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. My name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and I'm excited to be with you tonight. I want to start out first, and I want to introduce you to my friends, because that's definitely a part of the title here. So next to me is Reverend Celeste Elliott, who is also a registered Lilydale medium. Welcome, Celeste.
Thank you.
And below Celeste is Paula D'Amico. And Paula D'Amico is owner of Blessings by Nature. She is a television producer, and she's also owner of Paula D'Amico Productions. So welcome, Paula.
So much, Angie. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And then next to Paula is Carol Corwin. Okay, and Carol is a, I'm getting to my sheets here. Carol is a Lilydale Women's Day Committee member. She is a researcher, and she is a grant writer. So welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Glad to be here.
One of my new friends here. So I'm so excited to have these three women here tonight. There's something so exciting happening in Lilydale, and if you've watched Facebook and you've watched any of these women's pages, you'll see that they have a lot to do with a new documentary film that's premiering in the Lilydale Auditorium and also virtually, called The Spirit Rooms of Lilydale. So what this is, it's a historical documentary film about the women's movement and the role spiritualism played. So I'm really excited about this. You know, many people have heard of Lilydale, right? And we all have. We love Lilydale. To me, it's one of my most favorite places ever. And I hear everybody say that they come to renew. You know, they leave and they feel peaceful. I'm sure everybody agrees with me. They come to get a reading. They go to the healing temple or take one of the many classes. There's probably at least three classes a day in Lilydale and things happening in the evening that are amazing. But what people don't know is the role that Lilydale and spiritualism played in the women's movement. So Christina Rossa narrated this documentary, and she said historically Lilydale gave a platform to the suffrage movement, adding the spiritualists understood that women were equal, and of course they should have equal rights, and of course they should have the right to vote. Yes, you know, and who would think in today's world that we don't even think about that, right? We take it for granted. But back in the day, and the girls are going to talk about that in just a second, back in the day we couldn't do that. So we had people like Susan B. Anthony, you know, fighting for our rights, which is wonderful. So I'm going to let Celeste and Carol and Paula take it away and tell them more about the spirit rooms of Lilydale.
Thanks, Angie.
Yeah, thank you.
Kick it off, and okay. Ladies, you jump in, and we'll just keep going around robin. So everyone, you know, welcome. We're so happy to be here and share the details of this film, because we can only share so many details, because we really want you to come down to the Dale on August 14th to see the premiere, or to reserve your spot on Zoom to watch it, because we are live streaming it as well. And in just a minute, Celeste will give more information on that, and Carol will probably take a deeper dive into the historical aspect of this film, because this is not just a documentary. You know, it's a historical documentary. There was a lot of homework that was done to create this film. It's not a story. It's actual fact. It's not fiction. It's fact. And these are amazing stories of several different women that we're bringing into play here. We have the Fox sisters. We have Mae West, which a lot of people are like, what? Mae West? And we have Susan B. Anthony. And, of course, we have also Floyd Cottrell, which is actually connected to the Fox system. The ladies that we brought in to play these roles are local actresses that are, some of them are well-known. And we were so lucky to get these ladies to come and join us, as well as the actors, because, believe it or not, COVID was a little bit on our side when it comes to that, because they were out of work. They had nothing to do. We asked them if they would come in and take part of this project, and they said absolutely, and they did an amazing job. I'm going to turn it over to Celeste and let Celeste tell a little bit more about the storyline and how you can come and see our film.
Thank you very much, Paula. Thank you, Angie. there was such a beautiful, like, broadcast turn off. And now back to Celeste.
I wonder why that is.
I wonder. So that was perfectly done. So the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale is sort of, it is the baby of the Women's Day Event Committee. We are in this incarnation in our fifth year. We were going to kind of close things down in 2020, and then, of course, COVID happened, and we didn't really get to have the kind of centennial celebration that we wanted to, and we were all having a really good time. That's one thing about this committee is, you know, we're very dedicated not only to the information, but, you know, we enjoy the subject matter, and we enjoy each other, so we were sort of mutual appreciation. Of course. So we decided, you know, instead of doing lectures, instead of doing, like, what can we do that if COVID keeps marching on, we can still bring quality, a quality product to people for Lilydale and for Women's Day. And we had created something called the Her Story Tour, which was a walking tour featuring the significant women from the suffrage movement that had come to Lilydale. And we sort of said, well, why don't we do kind of a theatrical takeoff of and make this much, much bigger? And thus we created the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale, which really talks about the history of not just the women's suffrage movement, but the women's rights movement, and how that got started with spiritualism, and how those two kind of came together here in Lilydale with some very significant figures that Paula had talked about. So now, hugely ambitious undertaking. We decided, you know, well, let's just go for it. We'll dream big. And we're so fortunate to get three different grants in addition to our fundraising, which the people of Lilydale have been so supportive and wonderful about our committee and helping us to fundraise. But the Humanities New York gave us a planning grant, which is the vision grant. They gave us an action grant, which is the forward-facing events, or public-facing events, I should say. And also we got the Tri-County Arts Grant, which was, you know, tremendous. And that helped us to hire local people and, you know, make sure that that this could get made. So we were so fortunate. But it's why the event is free. And the gate for Lilydale from 5 p.m. on is free if you have RSVP'd to come to this event. And then if you can't make it, you can stream it live on Zoom from your house in your bunny slippers, or whatever your slippers look like, and join in the fun. And I'm going to let Carol talk a little bit about what comes after the film, because it's not just the film that night. And Carol's gone, so she is. Yay!
Thank you, Celeste, yes. Angie,
yeah.
Paula. Good to be here. We have a part of the support from Humanities New York is also supporting us bringing in humanity scholars. And humanity scholars associated with each of the women in the film and spirituality in general will be on hand after the film to answer questions. We have Ann Brody coming in, who is the author of Radical Spirits. She's the preeminent historian on spiritualism, the history of, and its association with suffrage. She's going to be here. She's a professor at the Harvard Divinity School. We have Kimberly Hamlin coming in from Miami University in Ohio. And she is a researcher on suffrage and is has done amazing work, has written many, many articles and books. She's going to be, I think, exceptional with helping us understand the history. We have Carolyn McDonough possibly coming in. We're trying to get a confirmation with her. She is a young researcher who worked on another Mae West documentary that had in Britain, actually, that was invited to film festivals, was accepted to film festivals. She's a tech person. So she, and a communications person. So she is going to be extremely interesting to talk to, I think, in terms of documentary, especially in terms of Mae West. Mm-hmm. And we have also Tim, let me get his last name here. Malachowski, and I can never remember it. What is it?
Malachowski. Yeah. I'm butchering it, I'm sure.
I stumble over that too. He was Mae West's assistant and secretary for the last decade of her life. And he started working with her when he was 18. She asked him to come on to be her assistant at that point. And so the knowledge he has, the personal knowledge he has of Mae West is going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
I read some of the articles he wrote. He wrote a book as well.
Yeah.
Biography.
Mm-hmm.
On Mae West. And he talks about her image versus the real Mae West. And her reputation versus the real Mae West and things like that in the articles and interviews that I've read that he's done. So I think with that lineup, we have, not only do we have a documentary that we did exhaustive research, and then we had experts review the script after it was written to make sure that it was accurate. And for each of the people involved, we made changes based on their input. To have that kind of, I think, historical base is just going to be phenomenal. And to have these scholars coming in, I'm really excited about it. So
very exciting.
I'm going to jump in for a second, Ange, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Carol said this is so exciting, and it really is. I mean, I, the producer, and not one of the historians, not one of the writers, it has been an incredible experience. One that, honestly, from day one until so far, it's just kind of been a little overwhelming, but in such a wonderful way, completely memorable. I don't think I'll ever be involved in something like this for a very long time because it is so unique. And when you look at how this all came together, so for those of you at home are like, oh, well, this is great. It's a film and they have historians. It's really a lot more than that. So there is, there's a producer, there's a director. Our director brought in his crew to help film. We have actors, we've got writers, we've got the historians, we have the committee members, that literally gave birth to this idea and then, just hovered around it as if it's their own child and then raising it to the level where it is, right? I always like to do puns and associations.
Yeah.
It's such, from my perspective, because I have been literally, I'll tell you a story because I love telling stories.
Yeah.
I have been looking at the script for months. You know, it goes in different phases. Sat through script readings. Sat through, of course, you know, we did all the shooting. And we didn't do it quite in that order. And then when the project came together, when the finished product landed in my Google Drive and I watched it, I literally cried for the first few minutes because it was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it was so phenomenal to see this vision that everyone had, because I know everybody had the same type of vision and belief of what it was going to be, come to life. And really the story, how it flows. For those of you at home, you're really going to enjoy it. You really are going to. It's going to be one of those documentaries, and it's only about 30 minutes long, but it seems timeless, and it just takes you through decades, and it really connects you to spiritualism and some of the most important women in our day and in our time.
Absolutely. You know, I just have to ask a quick question, because Carol was talking about Mae West. And so what does Mae West have to do with Lilydale and spiritualism? Who wants to answer that?
Sorry, I got my dog walking around here, so excuse me if you see a dog like
That's all right. Mine's walking around too. I can see a tail. We see a tail there. Yeah. It's pretty. He looks pretty cute. Yeah. So who wants to answer that one? Paula, Celeste, Carol?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer that one,
okay.
Actually. So as it turns out, Mae West did not refer to herself as a spiritualist. However, she engaged with healers, and she engaged with mediums and astrologers pretty consistently through her adult life. So Mae actually was very, very, very close friends with a medium who would come to serve the Lilydale camp in the summer by the name of Jack Kelly. And Jack was originally Welsh, and he came over and was living in the States, and eventually made his way to the Buffalo area, where he had this huge, huge spiritualist church that people, you know, the building is still there. It's owned by a different denomination now. But they had upwards of 300 people in his church. And he was known as an excellent healer. And when he served here in Lilydale at that time, there was no healing temple. He is the reason that we have a healing temple. But he was jokingly referred to as Hollywood Jack. And he was also referred to as the blindfold medium, because his sense of clairvoyance of second sight, as they say, was so strong that he would actually drive blindfolded, just like he did his public demonstrations, the mediumship blindfolded, because he didn't want the distraction.
Really?
So the Dunkirk police had to call him in the summer and say, Jack, we know you know what you're doing, but please, you're scaring the old ladies. We keep getting reports of some maniac driving down the main street with a blindfold on. And the same with the Buffalo police. The Buffalo police at one point almost arrested him because they got these reports of him driving blindfolded. And it was tremendous. But that's how he came to know Mae, is because he was working out on the West Coast giving demonstrations of mediumship. And Mae, when she would hear that there was a medium or a psychic or somebody who knew what they were really doing, mm-hmm. would send her assistants and her friends into the audience to sort of check them out for her.
Wow.
And see, you know, if they really knew what they were doing or not, you know, if they were any good. And her way of supporting the spiritual community would be to have these people out to her beach house to do readings.
Wow.
So Jack spent a good deal of time out there.
That would have been exciting. I know that her picture is outside of the Healing Temple, which of course the Healing Temple is one of my favorite places in Lilydale for sure.
That might be part of a scene from the movie. Ah. I'm not telling you the whole story yet because I want you to watch the movie.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Don't give it away.
Okay. No, no. Hey, so you know what? I watched the interview too with Paula and Celeste. I actually rewatched it today. And Paula, you asked Celeste about why you called it the spirit, why it's called the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale. And I kind of love that story. So can you retell it, Celeste?
So part of the inspiration for it was that we, through the research that we did on the committee, I came in touch with an author who wrote a book called Enchanted Grounds, The Spirit Rooms of Jonathan Koons. And Jonathan Koons was sort of the grandfather of physical mediumship back in the early to mid 1800s. He was an early spiritualist follower. And that's how mediumship was done in spiritualism in the day, was that you had a separate sacred space. Whether they practiced mental mediumship or physical mediumship, and it was referred to as their spirit room. So the room was kept separate. You had a few people who did work in their parlor because that was the only space they had. Today we refer to them as like an office or a reading room. So that's the old-timey way to say your office or your reading room was the spirit room. So I want to get a little sign for my door that says, welcome to my spirit room.
Yeah, I know. I think I want one of those, too. Me, too. I know. That's a neat story.
Hey, Carol, we missed something with the merchandise.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, not too late for that, right?
Yeah, I would say for sure.
Oh, let's talk about these because you may be seeing a sip on these. Or the little scarves as well. Ladies, where can people get these?
Oh, yes. I love merchandise. I don't have our candle with us, but our candle is our logo for the film. So these beautiful scarves that have the word cloud with all the things Lilydale on them and spirit rooms. So it says Healing Temple and Women's Day and Fox Sisters and Bay West and all of these wonderful things. That can be found in the Lilydale bookstore. It can also be found in the online Lilydale bookstore, as well as the mugs, because this is our logo with the candle, Spirit Rooms of Lilydale. We also have a little jar candle with the logo on the lid. It's lavender. It's quite lovely. And this is how, if you want to support the Women's Day Committee, you can either make a donation to us through Lilydale, because we are, even though we got grants, it is very, very, very expensive to make film. Just FYI. So if you like the merch, you can buy the merch, or you can just make a donation to the Women's Day Event Committee. But we would love for you to buy some to wear your scarves around. So
you can wear it anywhere. It's nice and keeps your neck a little warm. And of course, this can contain any beverage of your choice. So we'd be a little bit remiss if we didn't mention my dear friend Matt Hober.
Oh.
And Matt is with Matt's Next Level Media, and Matt is the man behind the camera. He's the one that really had a vision when we stepped into this, and he's the one that worked the magic once we did all this work, and then we gave it to him like a Christmas present, and he sorted through really endless hours of video and historical pictures and put together this amazing film. So we want to thank Matt from Matt Holder from Matt's Next Level Media.
Yeah.
And one other. It's not a selfless plug, but I'm plugging it anyways. It's Paula D'Amico Productions. That would be me.
Yeah.
Helping and assisting as well with the film. And for those of you who are listening tonight and you're saying, it's really intriguing. I'm very interested in this film. I can't wait to see it. I would like to hear more about it. Please go to our Facebook page And on the Facebook page, which you'll see a lot of these posts, also appear on the Lilydale Assembly page as well. We have behind-the-scenes interviews. We've got little video clips. We have pictures, pictures where we show the actual Fox sisters and the two ladies who played the Fox sisters. A lot of interesting tidbits that you may not see in the film. So we've got lots to offer as far as finding out more about the history of these ladies, you know, their role in Lilydale, their connection to Lilydale. And it's just fascinating. I find it all fascinating. Carol, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, it's not my show, but...
No, go ahead. No, you absolutely... Yeah, you know more about it than I do. Yeah.
Carol has done a lot of the... She did a lot of the history homework on this one. Did you not, Carol?
Yes, I did.
And let's talk about... I'm going to ask you about the Fox sisters, because really that's where it all starts from. And I thought that would be interesting if you could share a little bit with Angie's audience about the Fox sisters.
Sure. The Fox sisters, actually the what they call the birth of modern spiritualism and the suffrage movement, were the same year in Rochester, New York. The Fox sisters were two young girls who lived near Rochester in Hydesville and in a cabin, and who heard some rapping sounds and figured out that something was trying possibly to communicate. So they worked out a system of communication and found out that this person was a merchant who had been murdered and was possibly buried there in the cabin. And so the neighbors first started getting interested in the story, and then the story spread, and the Fox sisters launched into this, or actually were launched into this, public place.
Yeah.
And they faced both following and ridicule.
Yeah.
As young girls, they were tested by police in humiliating ways. They were to try to disprove their abilities. They were, and this followed them throughout their whole lives. They ended up moving eventually to New York City and later on. But how they're attached to Lilydale is that Hydesville cottage was moved to Lilydale some years later. And Celeste actually could tell you more about the cottage itself. It ended up with catching on fire and then being rebuilt, and then Floyd Cottrell worked out of there in the same tradition that the Fox sisters had worked.
Yeah.
So Floyd Cottrell really is the cabin and Floyd Cottrell are really the connection of Lilydale with the Fox sisters, other than Lilydale was the biggest and first spiritualist camp to be centered around modern spiritualism, which is attributed to the Fox sisters.
Yeah.
So that's really the story in a nutshell. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that of the Fox sisters.
And everyone, we can find out more about that in the film too, right?
Yeah.
They're featured.
Yeah.
I know
a good friend
of mine's daughter plays one of the Fox sisters, so I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, is that Grace? Grace?
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So you know what's funny about that? What's super funny about that is the reason that the Fox family moved into that particular cottage is because they got it for so cheap while they were building their own house, because it was known to be haunted.
Wow. It was. I didn't know that.
Ones that tried to make contact and commute, because imagine a house that has no plumbing and so there's no reason why there should be a knocking noise, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
People have said to me, well, it was probably the pipes, or it was probably, you know, and it's like, but there was no plumbing. It had a dirt floor. There was no, you know,
it wasn't like there was somebody playing a joke here from the basement. It was, that was not a thing. You know,
yeah.
They had a cellar, but which is where they did eventually find the peddler's body, by the way.
Yeah, I remember that.
But we in Lilydale, in our museum, which is also featured in the film, we have artifacts from the Fox family. We have the Fox family kettle. We have some stone from the foundation mm-hmm. of the house. Because what happened was after the spiritualist movement got started, people went into the basement to see if they could find the peddler's body, because that's what had been communicated to the girls. And at first they couldn't. And then they found out a few years later, after the Fox sisters had both passed away, that there was a fake wall in the foundation.
Okay.
And then that's where they found the peddler with his pack.
Wow.
With his box, and we have that in the Lilydale Museum. So there's a lot of cool stuff. So when you come, you know, we are doing, in addition to the film premiere, we are doing a 2:30 service in the auditorium that day on the women's rights movement. So we think, I'm putting words in everybody's mouth, we think,
I wasn't sure if you were winking at me or if that was like, or if you were sleepy.
I was totally winking at you while I'm putting words in your mouth. We think you should come early onto the grounds and see the museum and check out the Pomeranian ship at the services at the Inspiration Stump. And, but we photographed, we did, you know, shot the film all over town. We shot a lot of important pieces across the lake at the Red House. So I'll let Paula talk.
I thought you put out the best teasers. You know, I watched some of the things you put, you know, just to kind of talk about this, and I've been excited for a long time because you've all been working on this for how long did it take?
Well, we started last year, right? We started in the conversations were, well, I don't, with the committee, when did the committee start talking about it?
Right around the time of the last Women's Day, which was last August.
Oh, wow.
And then it kind of, we were like, we'll wait till season, we started meeting again in September. And that's, I think, when we decided pretty quickly, like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
There was a lot of homework to be had before, you know, we.
A lot of work. Yeah.
You know, we got to. We did shoot, I'm going to say a good chunk of the film in Lilydale, but we actually shot another chunk outside of Lilydale at a place called the Red House. So if you're listening to this, whether it's live or you're either listening to this recorded version of it, hop online and check out the Red House. So this is, it's this amazing house that, that the ladies tracked down that is literally, you can walk there from Lilydale. And a lot of weddings take place in their barn, but the house itself is just gorgeous. And it was built, and correct me, ladies, if I'm wrong on any of my dates. I'm going to be slightly ambiguous so I don't get caught with an incorrect fact. But in the 1800s, I was going to say about the mid-1800s, the house was built, the barn was built. At one time, it was an asylum. It's more like a hospital. And then at one point the barn burned down and they rebuilt the barn, but the home itself, if you go to visit, is just, it's beautiful, and it's really like a step back in time. And they have, there's been lots of books that have been written about the home. They've been included in all sorts of catalogs and places, destinations for people to go. You can go and see some of those pictures as well. And I was talking to Nancy, one of the ladies that runs the place and the Red House, and she was saying how over the years, generations upon generations that either had stayed there or visited there come back. Yeah. And sometimes some of the old pictures that they have there, people related to the people in those old pictures have actually come to visit as well. So, and they have beautiful gardens as well. It was a great place to be. It was a wonderful location. You guys really, you know, kudos to you ladies for picking that location out. And of course, mm-hmm. we were in Lilydale too. And And you get to see every aspect of the Dale, I think, in this 30 minutes,
right.
You know, walking through the woods and, you know, going down to the beach even, and the healing temple and just walking around the grounds itself. You know, you really get a good taste of what this community is all about. And I'm going to ask Celeste to talk a little bit about, because I just mentioned community, and I don't live there, so I'm not, but I love to visit.
Yeah.
But you live there, and mm-hmm. tell people a little bit more about the Lilydale community, because I think they would be interested.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so, too.
Well, first and foremost, because you all did mention that we are a spiritualist community. We started as a spiritualist camp. We are still a spiritualist camp. So we have our camp season in the summer, which mm-hmm. is typically when people visit the most. But we have people that visit all year round. We don't roll up the street. Nobody is barred from visiting at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here even in January, you know. So everybody who lives on the grounds is a spiritualist, but you don't have to be a medium or a healer or anything like that to live here. You know, we have people that just enjoy the community. And that's the attraction, is to live with kind of like-minded people. There's healing services and church services and activities all year round. You know, we have different auxiliaries and clubs, you know, the Garden Club, the Environmental Committee, the Women's Day Event Committee. That's my favorite, personally.
Yes, yeah.
And,
of course.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we're also, like, the partnership we have at the Red House in Casadega, that was a TV place at one point. I think that's what...
A TV place?
TV.
Oh, TV. Oh, yeah. She did say yes,
TV. Yes. Yeah, I know. I thought, I was like, TV?
Yeah, TV. I thought that too, like, TV?
The first Gail Moses, it took me a minute there. I'm a little...
Yeah. The 20s. But they, the Wickhams who own it, Nancy Wickham and Steve, they are so wonderful and so gracious, and they run it as a nonprofit.
Oh.
So if you have a wedding or an event there, they will use those proceeds to also provide space for youth organizations, for nonprofit groups. So they, you know, and because we are a nonprofit and they are our neighbors and they're very kind to us, they let us film there for free.
Wow.
They let us over that place for the whole day. Plus,
took over for sure. Yep, that's for
yeah.
sure.
So they are amazing. We could not have done nearly what we did.
That's
without
awesome.
Them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is you know, how many places in the world could you put out an email that says, "Hey, do you still have your Victorian costume? We're putting on a show. We're putting on a movie, and we'd like you to come be an extra." And everybody was like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah, where could that happen? No place, right?
You know, I mean, there were some of our neighbors actually traded costumes for fit. You know, like somebody lost weight, somebody gained weight. People had extra costumes because we used to do Victorian days. As part of, you know, like the historical thing,
yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's just, it was so much fun. There was so much laughing and so much giggling on set when we were setting up, you know, we were setting up the lighting and everything in the healing temple and moving chairs around, and all we heard was laughter, you know, and really, I like to say, can you really say that you are a woman of Lilydale if you haven't learned to drive a golf cart and a hoop skirt? because that is a skill I want to list under special on my resume.
I would betcha. Yeah.
Able to drive a golf cart in a Victorian ball gown.
Yeah.
And or hoop skirt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's definitely a new talent, right?
It is a unique culture.
A unique,
you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about Lilydale, would you talk about the women on our committee a little bit?
Oh yeah, I wanted to ask about the committee. Yes.
Yeah, we have, well, of course, we have the lovely and talented Carol Corwin.
I begged for that one, huh?
Not at all. I just wanted to tease you. So we have this incredible group that has come together. And by the way, our committee member, Deb, who is up in Rochester healing from some injuries, is watching us. She has reminded us that our merchandise is also available for sale at the premiere. So just FYI. Okay.
Okay.
I saw her comment on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So we have Beth Pfeiffer, who has been coming to Lilydale for, you know, well over a decade at this point, and often is a summer resident with us. And she was just so passionate about the history of women's rights and very involved in the Rochester area with the Susan B. Anthony House. And doing research up there, she was the one who got to go and to the museum up there and actually look through Susan's letters, personal letters, and do research that way. And she's brought a lot of information to us over the years and kind of hooked us up with different partners up in that area. We have Marianne Steiner, who is fantastic. She is a homeowner here in Lilydale. She's from the Buffalo area. Mm-hmm. And she has been wrangling our volunteers for us. So that's a lot of phone work.
Yeah.
God bless her. And Marianne has really been very instrumental in making sure that we remember to include the next generation of women.
Mm.
She's very, very connected with her granddaughters who have been involved with us since the first year.
Yeah.
And making sure that, you know, she's part of the reason our mission statement says to empower and uplift women of all ages
mm-hmm.
and generations.
Mm-hmm.
So she is, you know, fabulous.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. And she is our ice cream person last year. She put on the most amazing Sunday social.
Oh.
Ice cream Sunday social. So I still remember that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. We have Margaret Ferris, who dragged me onto the committee. Because I was going through not realizing that, you know, it was an option to even join. So she was like, oh, by the way, you need to do this. And I was like, okay. So Margaret has been amazing at making sure that we get out to the audience that's here on the ground and educating people and making sure that they know that we have things going on and wrangling them, you know, and making sure that we keep the traditions that started the committee 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We have Joanne Mansfield, who has been on the committee since the very beginning, 5 years ago. The rest of us are newer than that. And she is, I don't know how to describe Joanne. She has been everything. She's been all over the place. We've gone out and given talks together. She is a genealogist, and that has been extremely helpful in helping to kind of piece some information together and how some of these women were interconnected when we were doing the research. And, you know, we're always, 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 as we're researching, learning new things. She has tried to... She really takes a lot of initiative in trying to get us going in different directions. She helped to try and get us on the suffrage trail. She helped make connections with Jamestown Community College and Fredonia State and that sort of thing with historians and libraries and things. So because she's so in touch with the historical societies as well, because of the genealogy work and sitting on boards there. So basically, we've got a dream team, you know,
or a perfect storm. I'm not sure which.
A little of both, probably, right? That's excellent. So, okay, so this premieres on, talk about the premiere. It's on August 14th, right? It's 7 p.m.
Yep. Saturday, August 14th, the doors open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a purple carpet instead of a red carpet, which we're pretty excited about.
Mm-hmm.
and we will have opportunity. We'll have, you know, popcorn and water and things for sale, so you can do that. You can buy some merch. you can buy the film on a thumb drive. Just FYI.
Okay,
you can take it home with you.
Yeah.
And poor Matt has been putting the film on thumb drives for us.
Nice.
So he's so above and beyond. He's so amazing. We can't say enough good things about him. And as he was running around working his tushy off on the film, we were all behind the scenes like, who can we set him up with? You know, we all turned into bubbies, you know, so the premiere, you know, we have, you know, kind of a little introduction, and people can leaf through the playbill, and then we will have the film, and then we will have the Q&A directly after with our humanities scholars, and people can ask questions. So if you want to ask Mae West's assistant about the times he sat in seance with her,
that's
you
exciting.
Can do that.
If you
want to ask Anne Broud about her experience in getting spiritualism and the women's rights movement recognized as, you know, as connecting so strongly, you can do that. So bring good questions.
Yes, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Incredible people that are coming to talk about spiritualism and these women. What an experience. You know, it is a phenomenal experience. If you come there early, you can enjoy Lilydale, everything that is Lilydale, right?
Yeah.
And then you can go and watch this incredible film, if I do say so myself. And and then you get to interact with some of these women that were, and men, right, that play pivotal roles, or they have connections to the people that you just saw part of their story.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if I didn't already know about it, I'd be like, sign me up right away. So,
that's how I am.
Celeste, how do people sign up? How do they get their tickets? How do they go?
Yeah.
It's free, first of all.
Yeah, it's free, which is exciting, too. And they can spend, and really spend the whole day in Lilydale, like Paula was saying, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can get their tickets at lilydaleassembly.org, and it's right there on the calendar.
Right on the bottom, yep.
Yeah, you can go to learn and click on the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale on the 14th on the calendar, or you can type in the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale or Women's Day in the search bar, and it'll pop right up. You only need to RSVP, so you just click on the link, whether you want online or in person. If you are coming in person and you can only come in for the film from 5 p.m. on, the gate ticket is waived.
Wow.
So you can stay for free on the grounds until midnight without having to purchase a ticket. So we are just so excited to welcome people. And we have this massive auditorium that sits almost 1,000 people, but we have somewhere around 300 tickets that are gone.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah. Yay.
You know,
that's excellent.
So our space is available in the auditorium, but don't count on that. Sign up ahead of time.
Yep. And I just put it in the comments.
Signing up now, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I'll be there for sure. I can't wait.
Fantastic.
It's really exciting.
And there will be time for photo ops as well. So if you, you know, some of our people will be coming in their Victorian outfits and that sort of thing. So.
Oh, that's exciting too.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah, I think so too. So, and any final comments from everybody? How about you, Paula?
I've always got comments. I hope that everybody who tuned in tonight and tuning in, whatever, really getting a good flavor of this film, that it really was a labor of love, you know, from the committee.
Oh, you can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it when you're all talking about it, that's definitely love and from your hearts.
You know, have you ever been part of a production? Maybe it was in high school or college, or you just did something like you were on a sports team and you had a season where you had like this time when you did a production. And then when it's over, you're like, it's like the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And you're like, is it over? It's over. Go home. Oh, but you don't want to go home, right? Because it's really become a part of you. And I think this production is one, as I said earlier, like this is something that I personally will never forget because it's really become a part of me. It's woven into my life is this film. And it's just something that when you watch it, you're going to feel it. And so just what my suggestion is, grab your popcorn, grab your soda, grab your water, whatever you're going to do if you're going to come in person. You really need to come in person to see it, to experience it, mm-hmm. and to listen to these people afterwards. And when the lights are dimmed and the movie starts, just relax and enjoy and just take it all in.
Absolutely. Can people view it virtually as well? If they can't get there in person?
Yeah, they can view it on Zoom that night of the premiere.
Okay.
Live with everybody else. They can also download it afterwards from the Lilydale website from the bookstore.
Nice.
Or they can order the flash drive.
Yeah.
And
nice. And how do they get the Zoom link? Because I've had a couple people say they're hoping they'll be able. They can't get there in person, but they're hoping they'll be able to get there.
Yeah. If they sign up on the website for the online version, the Zoom link will go out to them about an hour before the actual event.
Okay, so they'll get that just in their email, just as usual with Zoom. You know, Anita wanted to ask, and this is a while ago, I have to ask, are any of their relatives residing in Lilydale today? So I think she's thinking about people that were in the film. Are they?
So interestingly enough, I got to meet one of the descendants of the Fox sisters last week.
Wow.
Which Carol and Paula are probably hearing for the first time, but I was pretty stoked.
I'm
a little jelly.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, they'll be back because I tried to get them to come to the premiere, but they had like a family wedding that day, unfortunately, but we'll bring them back around. It'll be okay.
So
they are not living in the area. We do have families that are like 5 and 6 generations still in Lilydale, like from the founding of the camp, like the Clarks and the Stranahans and
oh yeah,
yeah. But as far as Floyd never had any children. Susan B. never had any children, but her descendants have visited here, but they don't live here. They weren't, you know.
But they've visited. Yeah. Did we talk about Susan B? Because Susan B is a big part of the movie too, right?
Isn't that funny? You know what's funny is through the whole process of creating this this event, we have been on the committee joking that the agents of Susan B. Anthony and Mae West have been pushing us.
Yeah.
Because every time something, you know, I talk about something with Susan B. and I'd be like, oh, you know, what should we do for her? Like a Susan B. Anthony quarter would magically show up.
Really? I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And every time we talk about something with Mae West and we'd be like, we're at a block in this research, I don't know, there would be something on TV about Mae West, and then that research block would clear right up.
Yeah.
So I really think that whoever, Mae was always her own best agent. Mm-hmm. I still think she's working from Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so they were working with you from Spirit the whole time you were doing this. So all of your hard work and theirs.
If you watch the behind the scenes interview with our actress who Pamela Mangus, uh-huh. who played the role of Susan B. I'm gonna be like a little bit of a spoiler. Watch the behind the scenes because you will actually see what appears to be like shards of light or maybe an orb that goes through her when we do the interview. And I do the interviews, and I'm gonna be honest with you. That camera did not move anywhere. I did several interviews in a row. You don't see that in any other interview, but through hers, you see that. And she said at one point in the interview towards the end, she said, you know that final scene that I did where I was speaking to the audience, I felt it. She said, you know, it just, she became Susan B. at that moment, which is pretty powerful when an actress, you know,
feel it. Yeah, very, very much. I saw that, I saw it today, and I didn't watch the behind the scenes on that one, but I will. For sure, I definitely
will. Your eyes peeled.
Huh?
Your eyes peeled, you never know what you'll see.
You never know what you're going to see, yeah, especially when they're working with you from the other side, for sure. So thank you so much, everybody, for coming on. I appreciate Paula D'Amico and Carol and Celeste. Like, thank you. I am really, really looking forward to this. I know it's going to be a huge success. It feels so important to me to tell this story. You know, that's why I wanted to have you on. And remember, everybody, so Spirit Rooms of Lilydale, premiering August 14th at 7 p.m. in the Lilydale Auditorium. You can also watch it virtually, okay? You can sign up www.lilydaleassembly.org. And then what did they go on, Celeste? Learn. What was it again? Learn.
Yeah, it's on as a season highlight on the front page, but they can also go under Learn. And on the calendar on the 14th is the Spirit Rooms of Lilydale. Or they can go on the search function for the Lilydale site and type in the Spirit Rooms or Women's Day.
Yeah.
And either way, it'll come up.
Yeah. And get your tickets, and it's free. You know, I mean, how can you beat that
for right?
the wonderful grants that right. came in? So no charge. Yeah. And really come down earlier, too, and enjoy Lilydale. You can go to the Stump Service. Our Healing Temple is open now, which is very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, they're virtual still too, but in person. They're at 2:30. There's a speaker in the auditorium and a clairvoyant too that day.
No, we have the 2:30 service.
Okay.
And we are doing a kind of through the years timeline of women's rights in the U.S.
Wow.
And what that means. And it's we'll still have mediumship, but it's going to be, it's a very, very cool presentation. So I really hope everybody comes and checks that out.
Excellent.
As well.
We already have love listening tonight. Thank you all. My mom is going to come with me to the premiere. Yay. We look forward to all see you there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be live streaming that 2:30 service from Facebook, Lilydale Facebook also.
Excellent.
Just FYI. Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. This is exciting. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for joining us and watching us. We appreciate it so much. And we'll see you on the 14th. Thank you.
I feel like a statue. I'm like,
I know. You know what? I do that. I always sit because I've gone like this at the end or the beginning. So yeah, I've done that a few times.
I was going to tell a story, but I figure, you know what? I'm not going to do it. You know, the word is getting out when you call to make your car insurance.